Welcome to Leadership Decoded. Here, we provide you practical tips to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're talking about the crucial leadership ability of empathy. Empathy is like fuel for your leadership style. Being able to connect, being able to put yourself in different perspectives will help you drive better conversations, lead with connection, and put people first. Let's dive in.
This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Have you ever found yourself thinking, what was that person thinking? We've probably all been there. I've been there in a meeting or in a conversation. I'm having a conversation. I'm disseminating information. And it's just bouncing off the other person in a way that is just unknown to me at the time. So trying to put yourself into these situations where you think, gosh, what is happening right now? You're not receiving the information. You're not reacting the way that I thought. Right there is that opportunity to practice empathy. Putting yourself in somebody else's shoes, the moment where you can't quite understand what's happening with that other person, having the emotional intelligence to understand that there's a disconnect, but then being able to engage your empathic abilities, whether it be listening, you know, being able to feel, being able to connect and do something about the situation to understand more and to bring that person back into the fold. That is what empathy is all about. And today we're going to break down what empathy is. We're going to talk a little bit about the empathy gap, and we're going to get into 5 proven things that you can do to help strengthen your ability to be empathetic. But before we get into all that, I'm excited to share with you, I have created a companion worksheet, a companion guide, if you will, to help you put what you've learned in this episode into practice at work, at home, wherever it is that you want to strengthen and practice empathy. So if you head over to drwilliamramey.com, you'll be able to download your free practicing empathy guide. We're going to take the 5 exercises from this episode. We're going to blow them up and give you some ask you some questions, give you some actions to put into practice, and give you time to reflect on and write on how that went for you. So you can self-assess, you can self-progress, and you can self-develop. So again, if you head over to drwilliamramey.com, download your free practicing empathy guide. So let's get into this. What is empathy and what isn't empathy? Empathy is the ability to step into somebody else's emotional experience, to be able to, quote unquote, put yourself in that person's shoes. You want to be able to understand what it is they're going through, what it is they're feeling, what it is they're thinking, both intellectually and emotionally. So there's actually 3 different types of empathy. There's cognitive empathy, and this is being able to understand somebody else's perspective. So being able to take a step back and think about what it is they might be thinking, or ask the questions to gain clarity on what it is that they're thinking. What's your perspective? Help me understand how you got here. Those type questions. The second type of empathy is emotional empathy. And this is the ability to feel with them, to be able to get out, to break out that emotion wheel and be able to identify those different feelings that that person might be experiencing in that moment that's potentially different from you. And the third type of empathy is empathic concern. And this is really what strengthens this empathy triangle, if you will. The empathic concern is the desire to care enough about what is happening to that person to help them, to provide support, to provide resources, to provide a shoulder, to provide an ear to listen with, whatever it may be. So to understand perspective is the cognitive, to understand what they're feeling is the emotional, and then to have concern enough to do something about it is where that all comes together. What empathy is not, it's not pity. It's not just feeling sorry for a person. Oh, I see this person going through it. The struggle is real, if you will. And then you just feel bad for them. That's sympathy. Sympathy is feeling bad for somebody from a distance, for, you know, feeling upset or feeling what that person's feeling from a distance. Empathy gets in close. It gets you connected. It listens. It feels. It acts. And in leadership, that is everything. It's the connection that you build, the closest that you build, which helps fuel trust, which helps fuel psychological safety, which helps fuel connection with your team, with your peers and colleagues. We think about why empathy is so hard to practice. And it is. It's hard to practice. It's energy. It's draining. It's being able to go cognitive, emotional, and take action. But the difficulty in the moment is what's known as the empathy gap. And research has shown sometimes it's called the hot-cold empathy gap. It's a mental blind spot. We all have it. This is why empathy, being an ability, can be practiced, strengthened, and developed over time. When you're in one emotional or physical state, it is very hard to predict how you're going to feel or how you're going to act in a different emotional state. Now, I've experienced all the time when I was a soldier, and you would like to think that when the rubber meets the road, when things get tough, when things get hard, that you're going to act a certain way. And you can say that from a cool, calm, collected place. Well, geez, yeah, I think if things got tough, yeah, I'd be able to step in. I'd be able to do that. I'd be able to take on the world, or I'd be able to, you know, take action. Understanding that is one thing, but actually, when you switch to that different emotional state, when you switch to that different physical state, it's tough to imagine how you or someone else may react. Now, for example, a calm leader, they might underestimate how a stressed team member is going to react to a deadline. They may react to a negative feedback that you have to give, right? So if you are cool, calm, and collected, and then you have to deliver this tough message, and you don't know the mental state, the physical state of the person you're delivering the message to, it's hard to imagine how they might react. And vice versa. You know, when you're frustrated, when you're upset, you might misread somebody else's intentional act because you're hypersensitive to a situation, or you're hyper, you know, reactive to a situation, and some, you know, unintentional comment may be misconstrued or miscommunicated. And that's exactly what this empathy gap creates. It creates misunderstanding, it creates poor decision-making, it creates frustration in relationships unless we work to actively close it. And to actively close it, we need to understand and practice empathy throughout our day, especially when we're working in teams and leading people. And research has shown empathy matters in leadership. It's not a nice to have, it is a must-have skill. Empathy is a must-have ability that you've got to practice each and every day when you're leading people, because you want to put your people first. And to do that, you've got to care for them, understand them, feel with them, and support them. What empathy has been shown to give you as a leader in a work setting is building trust and psychological safety. When people open up, when they feel safe to speak candidly, they are more connected to the work that they do, and their higher level of engagement to perform. So think about that. When you want to build trust and you want to build psychological safety, giving your perspective, taking perspective, understanding, making your people feel cared for, heard, listened to, and understood. All that drives commitment and engagement at work. Practicing empathy also improves communication, because empathy helps you listen beyond the words that are being said. When you engage in empathic listening, you are not just hearing what is being said, but how it's being said, the body language that's happening at the time, the communication. If someone's sitting there with their arms folded and their brow furrowed, or are they open and inviting and smile on their face? But being able to help listen beyond words helps you tap into the emotions and the values behind them. Engaging in empathy also helps drive innovation and performance because, again, when people feel safe, when they feel trusted, when they feel heard, when they feel valued, they take more initiative and they take more risk. And when you take more risk, you're willing to try new things, and that's where creative ideas are generated. And isn't that what we want, is innovative teams who are generating ideas, trying new things, finding ways to be efficient and more effective? Empathy also boosts engagement and retention. Empathetic leaders have been found to increase loyalty, to increase satisfaction, and to increase team cohesion, as well as supporting mental health. When you're empathetic, people aren't as worried about coming up to you with the difficult conversations, the real talk conversations, because empathy eases stress. It helps, has been shown to reduce burnout, and it helps people feel like they belong. And when you feel like you belong, you're able to come together as a team, say what needs to be said, and move forward together. So let's be clear. Empathy is not a weakness. Empathy is not taking what people have to say in and telling them, oh, that's okay, oh, that's all right, giving them a pat on the back and then moving them along their way. Empathy is a strength. It truly is emotional intelligence in action. It's being able to read the room, read the person, understand what's going on, move the chess pieces around on the table, so to speak, so that your team can move forward and get over whatever is in front of them, to drop whatever load it is that they're carrying so that they can perform at their best. Sometimes being empathetic means delivering a difficult message, but you understand and you can control the setting, you can control the tone, you can control the pace so that that message lands well. It's not just about picking people up and dusting people off. It takes courage to lead with heart and clarity at the same time. So let's get into these five exercises that'll help strengthen your ability to practice empathy. And you don't need to be born empathetic. It's been shown that you can actually develop this ability over time, and it's a skill that you can practice. So first, strengthen your internal resources. So if you think of something you're struggling with, now imagine your best friend came to you with the same problem. How would you guide them? What advice would you give to them? How would you set the conditions in the room where you're talking? Would you break away and break the phone call or text message over and invite them for a face-to-face conversation? How would you treat that person? Would you be kind to them? Would you be caring? Now take all of that advice that we give to them and turn it inward. Give yourself grace. Give yourself support. Give yourself understanding. Give yourself advice on how to overcome whatever roadblock is in front of you. Second is when you are feeling spent, spend kindness on others. I know this may come off as a little counterintuitive, but when you're overwhelmed, do one small act of kindness for somebody else. This doesn't have to be anything extravagant. Send a message. Go grab a cup of coffee with somebody. Grab somebody and go for a short walk. Hold a door open for somebody. Offer to, you see somebody carrying packages, offer to help carry one. These small moments of kindness, these small acts of kindness, help refill your gratitude tank. And when your emotional tank is filled with positive, that overwhelm goes down and your ability to be empathetic goes up. Again, it's a transfer of energy. And you've got to be able to understand where that tank is at in balance and bring it back into balance. Third, being able to practice disagreeing without debating. And this is a tough one. This is probably the toughest one for me because when I get into something, when I'm passionate about something, I'm going back and forth. I want to drive a conversation and I want to drive to an outcome. But when I find myself disagreeing with somebody, instead of just arguing and waiting for my way to enter the conversation, what I've started to practice is asking the person to tell me the story behind their perspective. Tell me the story behind their belief. Help me understand how you got to this conclusion. Help me understand how you see this as the right way to move forward. And instead of asking the question and just waiting to see where the weak parts of the argument are, I ask that question and truly sit back and listen to understand where that person's coming from, how they got to that decision, and to try to open my aperture, so to speak, open my mind, so to speak, to see what was different. And I don't typically offer a counter. Because in that moment, I want to absorb what's being said. It's not about winning. It's not about changing minds. It's about connecting to that other person so that I have greater understanding. Fourth, you can use technology to connect. Take a break from scrolling and try intentional interaction. Message someone to just check in with them. Who's a person that you've been wanting to check in with? Maybe send them a quick text message or set up a phone call. Or better yet, take it back to like we did in 1999 before we all had cell phones and pick up the phone and just call somebody. They may answer, they may not. But the act of kindness, the act of connecting is going to help fill that up, your empathetic tank. Check in with a friend. Share something meaningful. And not this asynchronous stuff on social media, so to speak. True human connection. Go pick up and see somebody. Go face to face. Pick up a phone. Hear the other person's voice. You know, I've started doing this, and shout out to Susan Lesko and Jason Henkel. They started giving me voice memos. So it's so small of a tweak, but when you switch from that reading text to hearing the tone, to hearing the emotion, to hearing the support, you know, in a voice memo, now I want to start giving people more voice memos instead of just a plain text. It doesn't take any longer to do. It is a different way to connect with somebody. So give that a try. And then last, you can practice empathy by praising empathy when you see it. When you see compassion in your team, when you see support in your team, when you see someone asking those questions to understand better, give them recognition for it. Acknowledge it loudly. It's going to help reinforce the positive behaviors that you're looking for as a team leader. Then it'll start to become a norm in your team. When people see that somebody else is being recognized for being supportive, for gaining perspective, for trying to understand somebody, for really feeling with somebody, they'll see that this is the right thing to do. So it moves from, geez, why is that person doing that, to they got recognized for doing that, to maybe I should be doing that as well. And then you start to build this as a norm and an expectation within your team. Empathy is not just a leadership skill. It's a leadership multiplier. It's a team multiplier. So close the empathy gap by picking one of these five exercises and start to practice it regular. Go to drwilliamramey.com, download your free practicing empathy guide, and that'll help give you some of those reflective questions to guide you through these exercises so you can practice them, self-assess, and get better. The more you listen, the more you feel, and the more you respond with care, the stronger your influence goes and the more empathic that you will be. And empathic leaders change how people feel. They change how people see the world. They change how you people engage on your team or within your peer group. So it changes what people can do. Pick up your free guide, put what you learned today into action, and let's lead at our very best with empathy. Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment. Better yet, download and share it with your fellow leaders so that everybody has the opportunity to learn, grow, and develop. If you want to keep the conversation going, you can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or on Instagram at WillRamey1. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.